feet, observed, "I would advise you, monsieur, to take this superb revolver, the Smith & Wesson pattern, the last word in the science of firearms, triple action with ejector, kills at 600 paces, central sight. Let me draw your attention, monsieur, to the beauty of the finish. The most fashionable system, monsieur. We sell a dozen every day for burglars, wolves, and lovers. A very correct and powerful action. Hits at a great distance and kills wife and lover with one bullet. As for suicide, monsieur, I don't know a better pattern." The shopman pulled and cocked the trigger, breathed on the barrel, took aim, and affected to be breathless with delight. Looking at his ecstatic countenance, one might have supposed that he would readily have put a bullet through his brains if he had only possessed a revolver of such a superb pattern as a Smith & Wesson. "And what price?" asked Tsigayev.
45 rubles, monsieur."
That's too dear for me." "Oh, in that case, monsieur, let me offer you another make, somewhat cheaper. Here, if you'll kindly look, we have an immense choice at all prices. Here, for instance, this revolver of the Le Fauché pattern costs only 18 rubles, but..." The shopman pursed up his face contemptuously. "But, monsieur, it's an old-fashioned make. They are only bought by hysterical ladies or the mentally deficient. To commit suicide or shoot one's wife with a Le Fauché revolver is considered bad form nowadays. Smith & Wesson is the only pattern that's correct style." "I don't want to shoot myself or to kill anyone," said Tsigayev, lying sullenly. "I'm buying it simply for a country cottage, to frighten away burglars."
"That's not our business, what object you have in buying it," the shopman smiled, dropping his eyes discreetly.
"If we were to investigate the object in each case, monsieur, we should have to close our shop. To frighten burglars, Le Fauché is not a suitable pattern, monsieur, for it goes off with a faint, muffled sound. I would suggest Mortimer's, the so-called duelling pistol."
"Shouldn't I challenge him to a duel?" flashed through Tsigayev's mind.
"It's doing him too much honour, though. Beasts like that are killed like dogs." The shopman, swaying gracefully and tripping to and fro on his little feet, still smiling and chattering, displayed before him a heap of revolvers. The most inviting and impressive of all was the Smith & Wesson. Tsigayev picked up a pistol of that pattern, gazed blankly at it, and sank into brooding. His imagination pictured how he would blow out their brains, how blood would flow in streams over the rug and the parquet, how the traitress's legs would twitch in her last agony. But that was not enough for his indignant soul. The picture of blood, wailing, and horror did not satisfy him. He must think of something more terrible. "I know. I'll kill myself and him," he thought, "but I'll leave her alive. Let her pine away from the stings of conscience and the contempt of all surrounding her. For a sensitive nature like hers, that will be far more agonizing than death." And he imagined his own funeral. He, the injured husband, lies in his coffin with a gentle smile on his lips, and she, pale, tortured by remorse, follows the coffin like a Niobe, not knowing where to hide herself to escape from the withering, contemptuous looks cast upon her by the indignant crowd. "I see, monsieur, that you like the Smith & Wesson make," the shopman broke in upon his broodings. "If you think it too dear, very well, I'll knock off 5 rubles. But we have other makes, cheaper." The little Frenchified figure turned gracefully and took down another dozen cases of revolvers from the shelf. "Here, monsieur, price 30 rubles. That's not expensive, especially as the rate of exchange has dropped terribly and the customs duties are rising every hour. Monsieur, I vow I am a conservative, but even I am beginning to murmur. Why, with the rate of exchange and the customs tariff, only the rich can purchase firearms. There's nothing left for the poor but Tula weapons and phosphorus matches. And Tula weapons are a misery. You may aim at your wife